Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is, I was going to say Monday, but it's not Monday. I was going to ask you if you had a good weekend, but that's right. Today is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, and it is election day. I don't know what's happening with those elections, but I have a sneaking suspicion. I have a sneaking suspicion that they are not exactly going to be resolving things very quickly, as Barack Obama's supporters had hoped. And I think maybe there's probably more life in the old Hillary Clinton campaign than many people want to admit or desire. But as I say, folks, I've been saying for a long, long time that I don't think either Hillary or Obama is going to be a fait accompli as far as the nomination of the Democratic Party is concerned. Too many interesting and intricate things at work going on behind the scenes. It's not so cut and dried as so many, even so many people in the Patriot movement so wrongly think. So, well, we'll see what's going to happen. And again, we don't even know what's really happening because we can't really trust the vote count or the people who count the vote. Because the people who count the vote are controlled by the people who control the mass media in this, the United States of America. And we know it. And they know that many of us know it. Unfortunately, not enough of us know it. That's why we have independent media voices like this, republicbroadcasting.org, and American Free Press, your national weekly from Washington. You know, I don't get up on either the republicbroadcasting.org website or americanfreepress.net enough. But a lot of good things on both those websites. And, you know, on the American Free Press website, finally, I think I'm correct in saying this, finally there's actually a picture every week of the actual issue of American Free Press, the print issue of the paper. So you can check it out by going to americanfreepress.net and kind of get an idea of what the actual print publication looks like. And it's actually a pretty interesting looking newspaper. In any case, that having been said, folks, quite a few things I want to chat about here with you tonight. Probably get around to taking some calls later. But I saw just kind of an interesting story in the Washington Post this week, today. Not a political story, ladies and gentlemen, just one of those kind of odd stories that make you stop and say, Some woman shot her husband. And before she did that, though, or maybe after she did it, she went out and took spray paint and spray painted nasty remarks about him, including personal reflections on their personal relationship, so to speak, and I'm being very discreet about it. But she spray painted this on their front driveway. That's either after or before she killed her husband, So, gentlemen out there listening, I guess that should just be kind of a word of warning to you. If you're mistreating your wife in some way, she may not only shoot you, but she may also write nasty things about your personal life in large letters in spray paint on your driveway in front of your house. That's pretty scary, folks. Now, that is a horror story if ever I've heard one. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, ladies, put down your guns and put that spray paint away. We're going to the break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. A few comments I'd like to make. I have an assembly of several different, seemingly unrelated notes and items here that all touch on that subject of race. Uh-oh. And I don't mean the political race. I mean the issue of race. White racism, black racism. Yes, there is black racism, just as there is white racism. And you know what? There are white separatists that are also black separatists. And evidently, this church that Barack Obama belongs to in Chicago is a black separatist church. And what's interesting is, folks, okay, now what's interesting about this is that there are a lot of people out there who vehemently deny they're white racists, and say, oh, I'm a white separatist, but a lot of these people are attacking Barack Obama because he happens to belong to a black separatist church. Well, now, the fact is, Barack Obama would probably not describe his church as a black separatist church, but in fact, the theme and theology of what Obama's church has been teaching and preaching is pretty much in line with what black separatists have been saying for a long, long time. And as I may have, as I know I mentioned to you in this program, my longtime associate, Willis Cardo, I asked him what he thought about the fact that Barack Obama belonged to a church which could be described as black separatist, and Willis Cardo said, that's a very good thing. And yet, there are so many people out there who say they're all in favor of white separatism, not white racism, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not saying they are racist. I'm not saying that white separatism is racist. It's certainly not supremacist. White separatists can be white supremacists, but the fact that they're separatists does not make them supremacists. Or vice versa, for that matter. But in any case, well, I guess it could be. But in any case, folks, what's very interesting is that Obama's black separatist church is being made into an issue, and not just by the white separatists who wear that badge and display it proudly. It's also being made an issue by your so-called mainstream conservatives, such as Diana West of the Washington Times. Now, these are the mainstream conservatives, and especially the Washington Times, who really just want to pretend that everybody's all alike, and that, well, if we have capitalism, it's going to save everybody's patootie, and we need to love each other and love Israel most of all, because Israel is the apple of God's eye, and if we're nice to Israel, God will be nice to the United States, and therefore everybody's going to benefit, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, the point is Barack Obama's association with black separatism is being used against him, particularly because of the fact that his preacher has said some nice things about Minister Louis Farrakhan. And Diana West is even mad, ladies and gentlemen, that Senator Obama dared to even refer to Minister Farrakhan as Minister Farrakhan. She says the honorific seems unduly deferential applied to a demagogue who, just to recall a few pearls of his noxiousness, has labeled Judaism a gutter religion, said the white man is the Antichrist, blah, 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 blah. I happen to admire Louis Farrakhan, ladies and gentlemen. I've met him on one occasion. I've had the opportunity to hear him speak both at mass rallies and on one occasion at a by invitation only event at the Kennedy Center, where really only the members of the Nation of Islam were invited, but there were a few select white folks. And I guess since I'm mostly of white descent with a little bit of American Indian thrown in there, I guess I qualify as white. In any case, so I've had the opportunity to hear him speak both to his hardcore followers, who are probably more in tune to his philosophy, and also to a larger black audience of people who may not understand all the technical aspects of what Farrakhan is talking about, but who respond to him emotionally, for want of a better way of putting it. And I'm here to tell you that I've never heard Louis Farrakhan condemn white people as white people. I've heard him say things about the white race that, if taken out of context, could be considered quote-unquote racist. But I don't think a finer gentleman you can find than Louis Farrakhan. Unfortunately, of course, because he has dared to say boo to the organized Jewish community in the United States, and he's dared to say boo to Israel, a lot of people don't like Louis Farrakhan. Well, I don't necessarily agree with everything Louis Farrakhan thinks or what I think he thinks, and I don't necessarily agree with everything I think that he said or I know that he said, but on the other hand, I think from what I have studied of Louis Farrakhan over the years that America would be in a hell of a lot better shape today. Its inner cities wouldn't be in ruins. We wouldn't have drugs railroading the black community into crime and thus into prison and destroying families. If we had more Louis Farrakhans leading the black people in this country, the white people wouldn't have a black problem, and the black people wouldn't have problems. It would all work itself out. But of course, we're not going to have Louis Farrakhan types leading the black community in this country, because anytime, anywhere that someone like Louis Farrakhan rises up, they are immediately slapped down. We do need more Louis Farrakhans in this country. If you hear them say he's anti-white, just remember where you're hearing it. You're hearing it from the Jewish-controlled media. Now, speaking of white, I've mentioned on this program, white as in white race, I've mentioned the book March of the Titans by South African-born white man Arthur Kemp. That book is available. Beautiful, handsome new edition. That book is available from the Barnes Review. And you can go online to check out the availability and the price at barnesreview.org. Now, I had mentioned the book on the program when it first came out, but I hadn't read it. I looked at it. But I actually had some opportunity here a week or so ago to sit down and actually read through portions of the book. And I'm here to tell you that it is an absolutely fascinating book, and I probably learned more about history, and not just the history of the white race, but the history of the world in this massive and beautifully illustrated and carefully annotated volume than I've learned in a lot from a lot of books over a lot of years. And, you know, I know that's going to upset a lot of people hearing a book that it's a history of the white race. Well, I'm sorry if that upsets you, but there's nothing wrong with writing a history of the white race, although I'm sure there are a lot of people who think that's a terrible thing, especially since it's a man, a white man from South Africa, who wrote the book. Oddly enough, I just happened to be reading the book, and little did I know it, but Arthur Kemp just happened to be in town, and he stopped in the American Free Press office, and I had the pleasure of telling Arthur, well, I finally read your book, or read through parts of it, and it's a masterpiece. It turns out it took the guy something like 25 years to put the book together. Very, very interesting book, ladies and gentlemen, and if you have any just basic history, if you're interested in the history of mankind, you'll find it fascinating. So do check it out at barnesreview.org or barnesreview.com. I think either will take you to the Barnes Review website. Talking about race again, kind of an odd little item I uncovered here. You know, I scour the internet and the bookstores. What extra money I do have to spend, I put towards books. I keep running out of space for them, but I mean, well, there's always places to stack books. But in the course of researching and looking around for books, I came across an anti-American propaganda brochure that was produced in France in 1943. And the French were saying that without France, there would be no America. Now, this booklet, this French booklet, claims that the United States was under the control of the Jews, the Freemasons, and plutocrats. That corrupt politicians and organized crime and immoral entertainment were all part of the program to destroy America. But you know, it's very interesting, folks, in this French document, attacking the United States for being under the control of the Jews, this document actually also condemns the Ku Klux Klan and condemns the United States for mistreating blacks. Now, isn't that interesting, folks? One would think the way we hear, you know, in the mass media about racism, well, okay, these French evil French Nazis, these French anti-Semites saying these terrible things about America being under the control of the Jews, they were actually saying that racial problems in America were in fact indirectly, I guess, caused by the Jews. This race thing is a funny thing, folks, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back. It's a very funny thing, and then we're going to talk about the Jews. Yes, I said the Jews, Jewish people, Zionists, non-Zionists, Israel. Yes, folks, we're going to talk about it. I have some very serious comments to make about it. I want to talk about all the Jews in this country that I admire, the work they've contributed, that have made the things they've contributed have made my life more enjoyable. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about the ever-controversial no-no subject of race, race relations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Subject inspired by, of course, the presidential campaign of Barack Obama and the impact it's had on the thinking of so many people, including a lot of people who would have never considered themselves racist before. Now, all of a sudden, the reality of a black man poised perhaps to become the nominee of one of the major political parties is, it's driving home the issue that there are racial differences in this country and that race relations are not always as friendly as they might seem, even within the Democratic Party, where, hey, let's face it, Hillary and Bill Clinton and others have played the race card. Now, I know there are some of our listeners out there who are mad at me now for even suggesting that it was wrong for Hillary to play the race card because they think it was right for Hillary to play the race card. But, you know, I think I told you here in the program the other night, and again, I had a conversation with him the other evening here after this program, an old friend of mine who happens to be a former longtime activist in the Ku Klux Klan going back many years ago. He hasn't been involved in the Klan for years, but he was very high up in the Klan. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that he's a friend of mine. And I'm not talking about David Duke. I know everybody out there saying, oh, he's talking about David Duke. No, I'm not talking about David Duke. I'm talking about somebody else. And as I said, he is seriously thinking about endorsing Barack Obama for president because he actually believes that Barack Obama is a serious choice for Americans. Now, what's very, very interesting is that another friend of ours, another mutual friend of ours, an older gentleman who's been involved in the American nationalist movement in one form or another for many, many years, never involved in the Ku Klux Klan, never once a member of the Klan or even any organization that might be even considered remotely white racist. This gentleman who's traveled the world, speaks multiple languages, mixes very freely with people of all races, creeds, and colors. This gentleman, who previous to the rise of Barack Obama, I would never have ever even thought would have a problem with a black presidential candidate, and yet Barack Obama's campaign has him very, very disturbed. So here you see that this issue is not so, oh, dare I say it, black and white, because it ain't. Nothing is black and white, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, so many people who have views on race on all sides of the issue, you know, get so exercised about it and get so hidebound, or maybe I should say in this case colorbound, that they lose all sense of proportion on it. And let me give you an example, folks. You know, I've always been a sun worshiper, although I'm awfully pale these days. When I get a tan, it makes me look 10 pounds lighter and 10 years younger, and there's very few ways you can do that other than to lose 10 pounds and lose 10 years, neither of which are very simple at my age or at any age. But needless to say, I look a whole hell of a lot better when I get a good tan, a good deep, dark tan. But, you know, on more than one occasion, I've been sitting poolside at various hotels, at various functions around the country, in the company of fellow American nationalists, some of whom are white separatists, some of whom have different views. And on one occasion, I recall one of them coming up to me and saying, what, are you ashamed of being white? And another occasion, I had someone coming up to me saying, what, are you trying to look black? But you know what's really funny about that, folks? Here are these good white Americans who really were exercised about the fact that I was sitting in the sun trying to make myself look better. Again, in my search for rare books, I went to a rare book dealer that I often check out some of their rare volumes, and one of the books offered, folks, was People and Sun, The Aryan Olympic Spirit. This was a bestseller in Nazi Germany by a photographer named Hans Suren. And evidently, I can see why it was a bestseller, because apparently it had a lot of nudity in it. No, folks, I didn't buy the book, in case you're curious. Maybe I should buy it and send it to Eric Hufschmidt and Christopher Boleyn. But the book is entitled People and Sun, Aryan Olympic Spirit. In other words, even over there in Nazi Germany, the country where they talked about the Aryans and supposedly said that Aryans were superior and so forth, they worshipped the sun. They thought being out in the sun was a good, healthy thing, that if you got some color on your white skin. So you see, the point I'm making, folks, is that there are so many people on all sides of the racial issue who really, really get bent out of shape for a lot of things that they really shouldn't get bent out of shape about. And if their viewpoints were a little bit more nuanced and not so hidebound, maybe we could all figure out what's really going on in this country, who's really trying to destroy it, and what the best way there is to try to solve the problem. But as long as we're going to confront our associates and say, are you ashamed of being white because they're sitting in the sun?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we set a fire here tonight. I set a fire here tonight, I'm sure. Talking about the issue of race. Now let me throw gasoline on the fire. Talk about Jews. The Jews, Jewish people, pro-Israel people among the Jews, people among the Jewish population in the United States who are not pro-Israel. Now, as you know, I have been very, very critical of Israel. Always have been for the most part, always will be, I assume, unless Israel shapes up. Not shapes up and ships out, but certainly shapes up. But if they don't shape up, they're going to have to be shipped out. That is, now I'm talking about the Israelis. I'm not talking about Jews in America. Now, I'm very critical of the Jewish religion. Mark Glenn and I have had some rather candid discussions back and forth here on this program about the Jewish religion. And we do not excuse the Jewish religion. We don't buy into this argument. I don't want to speak for Mark on this. I should just say myself, I don't buy into this argument that, oh, you can't talk about any anybody else's religions, because the fact is the Jews in the mass media in the United States are constantly talking about other people's religions. So their religion is as open to criticism as my religion or your religion or, as I say, anybody else's religions. Now, as I say, what I do know about the Jewish religion, I really don't like. But guess what? That's my right to feel that way. Now, I'm sure that's offended some people out there who aren't even Jewish, because they're saying, oh, you shouldn't talk about it. But, folks, I want to tell you something, and this is a point I made to Mark Glenn the other day. You know, we can argue the question of whether someone's an anti-Semite or not. Well, I would argue that I am not an anti-Semite because I happen to be pretty favorably inclined towards the Arabs. That's an old line that many people have used over the years. But I'd like to take it from a different perspective, ladies and gentlemen. I started looking at my favorite playwrights and my favorite screenwriters. David Mamet, Joseph L. Mankiewicz, Anthony Schaefer, George S. Kaufman, and Moss Hart. Two of my all-time favorite screenwriters, Levinson and Link, Richard Levinson and William Link. They're the guys, folks, they've done a lot of stuff you've seen on television if you like murder mysteries. They are also the guys who came up with Peter Falk's Columbo. And Peter Falk is one of my favorite actors. And the Columbo series with Peter Falk, who is Jewish, is one of my all-time favorite series. It's a well-written, very entertaining program starring a guy who is a Jew through and through. And I like Peter Falk. In fact, you know what? When Peter Falk spoke at a synagogue here in Washington a year or so ago, I was actually thinking of going to see him. I'd had to put my little beanie on, I suppose, but in any case, Woody Allen, folks, I happen to find Woody Allen's work very, very entertaining. I guess I could say I'm an admirer of Woody Allen. I think the guy's got a hell of a sense of humor. I don't know if you recognize some of those screenwriters' names that I've mentioned, but they're all Jews. They're all Jews, very talented people whose work has enriched my life and made my life more pleasurable. Some of their films I listen to or watch over and over again because I enjoy what these guys have written and the skill with which they've written it, and they're Jews. And I also like the work of Jerry Bruckheimer. A lot of his stuff is violent, folks. Violent, but very entertaining. He did, I think, the movie National Treasure. I like this guy's work, ladies and gentlemen. I like old Broadway shows. Jerry Herman, that did Hello, Dolly and Mame. Arlen and Harburg, that did Showboat. Rodgers and Hammerstein. Hell, The Sound of Music. I even like Mel Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. Mel Brooks, of all people. Some of his stuff is just tasteless. But, folks, I like it. It's entertaining. He's Jewish. I like comics like Joan Rivers and Shecky Green, even Jackie Mason, who probably is one of the leading neoconservatives in America today. But I think Jackie Mason is very, very funny, ladies and gentlemen. And Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield. I've always been a big Rodney Dangerfield fan. You know what? When I was a little kid, I had a big crush on Sherry Lewis. Sherry Lewis with her puppet Lamb Chop. I had a big crush on Sherry Lewis. I even have a picture of myself as a little kid about 3 years old with a picture of Sherry Lewis on the wall near me. And you know, I think some of the most beautiful women in film have been Jewish actresses. Claire Bloom, Lee Grant, great actresses too, by the way. Tova Feldshuh, ladies and gentlemen. I think she's a very talented actress. I also think in her younger days she was absolutely a strikingly good-looking woman. And this is the woman who later played Golda Meir on stage, if you can imagine that. And I think, frankly, one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life is the actress Alicia Silverstone. Yes, she's Jewish. And as far as actors, I'll tell you what, one of my all-time favorite actors is Kirk Douglas, who's a very proud Jew. And one of my all-time other favorite actors is his son, Michael Douglas, who's been in some of the best movies, as far as I'm concerned, that have been ever made. I think he's a talented actor. I always liked him on the show The Streets of San Francisco. And you know what? His partner on the streets of San Francisco, actor Carl Malden. Although Carl Malden isn't Jewish, Carl Malden is one of my favorite actors. He's still alive, a very old man today. Still alive, and to the best of my knowledge, he's still married to his Jewish wife. One of the longest-lasting marriages, I'm told, in Hollywood. Now, you know, I could probably go on here, folks, but my point is this. When Abe Foxman says that Mike Piper is out to get Jewish people and that Mike Piper downgrades Jewish people, I'm just here to show you that that is nothing but a lie, a flat-out simple lie. I have admired the contributions of Jewish people in the fields of entertainment in particular. They've contributed a lot of garbage too, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute garbage, a lot of garbage, a lot of filth, a lot of things that should just be stomped on. But I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of Jews who've done a lot of things that I admire. And I don't know, some of these guys that I've mentioned here tonight, maybe they are pro-Israel. Well, that's their problem. They should be ashamed of that. But the fact is, I'm not going to condemn them strictly because they happen to be born Jews any more than I'm going to condemn anyone because they happen to be born Jews. So, you know, I know where I stand and I know how I think. So that's why I really don't care about being accused of being an anti-Semite or being accused of being anti-Jewish or being accused of anti-this and anti-that in relationship to this issue of Israel and Jewish power, because I do oppose Jewish power in this country because it's inordinate and it's been used in a negative fashion. It has been used in a negative fashion in the conduct of U.S. foreign policy, and it not only threatens to destroy the United States, but it threatens to destroy the entire world. But I'm here to tell you that the film The Man Who Came to Dinner by George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart is not destructive to American society, and it's the product of two Jewish playwrights, and it's my all-time favorite film, and I've watched it hundreds and hundreds of times, fully conscious that two Jews wrote it. I could go on, folks. I could go on, but I'm not going to. But I'm here to make a point that when these horrible, horrible pieces of garbage like this man, Abe Foxman, and this rabbi, Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and these criminals that do their bidding like John McCain and others trip over themselves, yipping and yapping and crying and moaning and complaining about anti-Semitism in a country where the Jews practically reign supreme, I find it very, very difficult to listen to it. And as I say, I know where I stand on the issue. And I'm inviting the good Jews out there, the people who don't go along with this criminal activity, I'm inviting them to join us in fighting the problem. I hear these fools tripping over themselves, rushing to say, oh, you know, I hear this all the time, folks. I hear these people say, oh, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm only anti-Zionist, and in the next breath they'll say, these Jews. I hear people do that all the time, so be consistent. Be consistent. I am consistent. I don't pull any punches. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And if Abe Foxman and Rabbi Abraham Cooper don't like it, well, you know what I would say to them. But I'm not going to say it on the air because I'm going to be nice. Anyway, we're going to bring up someone from Canada right now who's been very patiently waiting on the phone. And I do believe it's Frank, who has a very good website that explores the dangers of this problem we call Israel, this problem that threatens the world. Frank, am I correct in saying that you are the Frank?
Michael, it is the one and only
Frank. All right, good for you, Frank. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm a little cold up here. The weather's been a little, blizzard-like. up here in the Dominion of Canada, but I've been listening to your show tonight. Good job. But there's a very classic line I use. If someone says to me that, Frank, you're an anti-Semite, do you know how I respond, Mike?
How do you do that?
Thank you. Because it doesn't help to defend yourself. The problem is, Mike, that the second you criticize Israel, and I do, you're going to be labeled an anti-Semite.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm.
If you become mm-hmm. effective when you can actually bring a Zionist to his knees intellectually, they will do one of two things. They will either cave in, agree with you, and run away like Talmud Boy and Mathis did in our debate on November 19th of
That's
2007
right.
on the Rick Adams Show, or they will engage in a character assassination campaign against you by calling you an anti-Semite.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing I do have to tell you about Barack Obama, I don't think that anyone questions the black separatist nature of his church, and I do appreciate why white nationalists might not like that very much, because by definition a black separatist or black nationalist will work for the interest of his own people and not whites, but none of the candidates do anyway, so it doesn't really matter there. My concern is with Barack Obama having a meeting with AIPAC in which he declares Iran a threat to us all.
Good point, Frank. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, no offense, but this is the guy who says, I am not going to pander to special interests. What's he doing when he runs to AIPAC to tell them that Iran is a threat, which goes directly against the National Intelligence Council's estimate, which says that Iran ceased their program, their nuclear weapons, or pursuing a nuclear weapon, in 2003? It tells me that they are absolutely no different.
You know what it is, Frank? It's interesting because this term special interest, that is always meant to include virtually everybody or everything but the Jews.
Well, Mike, I'm an equal opportunity outer, so to speak. I don't
okay.
care whether it's Gentile or Jewish. It's special interest. And another thing, AIPAC has some, let's just say their loyalty is really in question due to a certain spying scandal right now. Why in heck is Barack Obama associating, even having anything to do with AIPAC, period, until this situation is resolved with the spying bit? And why is he declaring Iran a threat at a time when a lot of neoconservative Americans are banging the drum for war against this nation, which will likely start World War III?
Well, you asked that question, why? Unfortunately, I think I know the answer. It's called pandering to special interests, and that's exactly what Barack Obama is doing. And, you know, here's a guy who talks about change, and yet I don't see much change when I see this guy who otherwise seems like a pretty sincere guy, when I see him pandering to the Jewish interest like this, because you know what he's doing? He's trying to prove to them that he can out-jump John McCain, because, you know, when the Jews say to John McCain, jump, John McCain says, how high? Well, you know what I think Barack Obama is saying is, well, white men can't jump.
Well, here's the thing that I think we have to be really concerned about here, is Barack also has openly admitted that he supports Israel and that the defense of Israel is sacrosanct. Now, here's the problem. That's the position that nearly, I think, every president since 1948 has taken with this country. America's foreign policy, Michael, right now is the central problem that America is facing. This is the core of everything.
Absolutely.
The planes that smashed into your buildings, America, in 2001, yes, they were horrible, terrible acts, and I condemn them. But America, it's your foreign policy that brought it on yourself. It's your support of Israeli apartheid and Lebensraum. And yes, Mr. Mathis, I use the term Lebensraum when I describe the treatment of Israel. toward the Palestinians, and America has funded that. So you better realize that that you will be hated in the Arab world as long as you fund these racist Jewish supremacist policies that Israel has enacted against these people and enact to this day. Barack has not changed his position on
Israel. Frank, I have to interrupt you because the hatred for the United States because of its support for Israel goes beyond the Arab world. It's the entire world.
Oh, you're
the entire
right.
world, not just the Arab world. The entire world is looking at the United States and saying,
right.
What the hell is wrong with you? Frank, we're going to a break here. Hang on if you would.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Frank from Canada who always, always contributes some real thinking to the airwaves here. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Before we go back to our caller, Frank from Canada, I need to remind you that you can get a free packet F, F as in free, from one of our sponsors here at RBN. That sponsor is The Bible Says. I'm going to give you their toll-free number in a minute. They've got a packet with lots of free DVDs and books like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, Secret Terrorists, and much more. Give them a call. Get it for free. It's 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715. Okay, Frank. go ahead here. We have a couple minutes left.
Well, first I'd like to say, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. I really do love RBN, and I want to encourage the people at RBN to please make sure the Michael Collins Piper archives are up a little quicker, because I need my Collins Piper fix.
Hey, speaking of archives, I want you to give out your website before you leave us here tonight, Frank.
Yes, sir. It's IsraelWatchProject.blogspot.com.
IsraelWatchProject.blogspot.com.
Yes, and hopefully within the next little while, I'll be adding some links from a couple of Jewish people I admire, namely Dr. Norman G. Finkelstein, who recently did a brilliant interview with Memory TV on Hezbollah and their resistance against Zionist occupation of the Sheba Farms. And I might be adding a few things from Noam Chomsky on there as well.
Yeah, your website's a good source for a lot of good information there, Frank. You know, I think people need to check it out, particularly people who get bent out of shape when they hear criticisms of Israel, because you know they hear that, oh, that's anti-Semitic, and of course, in our world today, as I always say in this show, to be called anti-Semitic in some respects is even worse than being called a child molester or a rapist or an embezzler.
Yeah, Mike. Well,
yeah.
If I can do this, of course, it's up to you if you ever want to arrange it. But I have an open challenge. Any supporter of Israel that would like to debate me about Israel, about whether it's an apartheid state or not, or whatever, whether you're Alan Dershowitz or Abe Foxman, I don't care. I'll take you on. I have an open debate challenge, and
anybody that wants to come on this program and debate you, they're more than welcome to
great.
Do it.
Now, could I actually give my email address out?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. It's IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com.
IsraelWatchRP at yahoo.com.
Yep, and I'll tell you, Michael has just agreed that he'll host it, so anyone who would like to put up or shut up against me in the debate on Israel, email me.
Hell, we'll do it. We'll do it all 5 nights of 1 week if necessary.
Yep, and I'm open to it. So anyone who has the guts, who wants to step up, who wants to try to defend Israel's human rights record, I'm no Dr. Finkelstein, but I think I can do a pretty darn good job. There's a certain university professor from Villanova who pretty well caved in before the debate even started. Excuse me.
I couldn't have put it any better myself, Frank. All right, listen, thanks for your call.
We're running out of time here.
Apologies to the others we couldn't bring up. But we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing, and we'll have some election returns to see what's going on. All right. Maybe we'll know what's going on, maybe we won't. Anyway, stay tuned, folks, for more good programming right here on RBN. Have a good evening, folks.